Today from the Ohio Newsroom, improving the state's infant mortality rate.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering options to specialize in healthcare administration or exercise and health science within its online Masters of Allied Health program. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A decade ago, one zip code in Akron had the highest infant mortality rate in the country. And the rest of the state wasn't much better. Of every 1,000 babies born in Ohio, statistically 7.6 died, one of the highest rates in the nation. Since then, the state has implemented policies to help expecting moms and their new babies. But the results leave room for improvement. 10 years on, the rate is still more than 7 babies out of every 1,000. That's according to a recent report from Groundwork Ohio, a nonprofit that advocates for the state's young children. Linnan Gutierrez is the organization's president and CEO. Hi, Linnan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What exactly has Ohio done to reduce infant mortality in the past decade?
Ohio has certainly invested in this challenge over the course of 10 years, and a lot of this work was really initiated by a legislative bill, Senate Bill 332, that was a bipartisan initiative to really explore why this was happening in communities and create a set of solutions for the state to invest in. I think many were adopted and implemented and experimented with over the past decade, with different levels of success among local communities and across the state. As the work has kind of waned on and leadership has changed, we have not had the kind of the same focus priority around solving this problem.
Yeah, well, have the efforts in the past decade paid off?
Well, we have seen a reduction in infant mortality over time, but where there's not been progress is the closing of the disparity rate between white infant deaths and Black infant deaths. So even a decade ago, Black babies were more than 2 times likely to die compared to a white infant. And I think one of the things that is driving that is just a really failure to name and recognize racism as a driving challenge of the infant mortality crisis. And if you don't name that, if you don't name the problem, if you don't measure progress on that problem, then you're not going to solve for that problem. And so while we've saved more babies' lives, which is a good thing, we've not been able to close that disparity rate for Black babies in our state.
Have other states successfully reduce their infant mortality rates?
Many states are challenged by this, but Ohio does continue to remain in the bottom across all of our states. So in fact, we're ranked 44th in the nation based on data from the CDC from 2022 infant mortality data. So again, we're not keeping pace.
What can be done to further reduce infant mortality rates here, especially among Ohio's Black babies?
One thing that we've been learning a lot about is the work coming out of the Cincinnati community. So Cradle to Cincinnati is a collaborative effort to respond to the infant mortality crisis locally. They have resource solutions with kind of a few key components, the first of which is if you want to solve a problem that is impacting citizens of Ohio, you have to actually talk to them to get their expertise to co-create the solution. And so working directly with Black women, those most proximate to the Black infant mortality and Black maternal mortality crisis in this state, has generated solutions that can be implemented locally that actually meets the needs of those women and those babies. And talking explicitly about racism, about the disparity in infant and maternal mortality so that clinicians and health systems can respond to their needs.
That was Linnan Gutierrez with Groundwork Ohio. Thanks, Linnan.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.